This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, in the studio, we have our next guest with us. We've got Tali Faraday, who is here to talk about her show, Love, which is on at 45 Downstairs. Welcome to the show, Tali.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, we like to start off by having a little bit of a get to know you a little bit and your sort of background.
Yeah.
So how did you get started in the arts and where did your love for the arts come?
I think I was like a massive show off when I was growing up and then kind of...
We've seen a few of the show.
Just like straight up. And then that was all through high school, and then I decided to pursue higher education. So I studied at Victorian College of Arts.
And what did you study?
Acting? I studied acting and theatre making.
Right.
So kind of like devising your own work. Predominantly acting though. And then I graduated 2017. So been out for a year and a half now.
And what's it been like? You know, has it been a struggle or, you know, like, because it's so hard to be an actor, isn't it? It's not, you know, like just getting a job is the hardest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty like... you have like lots of work and then you'll have like no work. It's like when it rains, it pours, and when it's a drought, it's like, it's a drought.
And it's usually the way that you get offered a show and then somebody offers you one exactly at that same time or something.
Yeah,
you can
for
only
sure.
do the one.
Yeah. I had three at one time and I'm like, okay, I was free all year, but that's okay.
Have you still got the passion for it now that you've come through your studies?
Yeah, I think I've got it more from...
Brilliant.
From graduating and actually like working in the industry and seeing changes happen. It's a bit more exciting, I think, because I'm actually from Darwin and the art scene in Darwin is quite small. So coming here, I'm still...
Melbourne.
Yeah, it's like things are on all the time in Melbourne, which is great.
Yes. Yep. Well, that's what keeps our show going, is there's always lots to talk about, which is great.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, how did you get this role? You know, like, did you have to fight really hard for it or did somebody say, hey, I like what you're doing?
Yeah, I was quite blessed. So I've worked with Susie. Susie D, the director of Love.
Who's Susie? What's her name?
Susie D.
Right.
So she's the director of Love and she saw me in a reading before.
Uh-huh.
Like a Cybeck Electric at Melbourne Theatre Company.
Yep.
And then she got in contact with me and been doing a development with her. And then she said, hey, like Patricia Cornelius and I, we're going to be putting on Love and we really like you to do Tanya. And I had read the play before and I loved the play. And I was like, Tanya's actually my dream character. So it's so funny that you've asked me that because I have read it and I did the monologue before. And I was like, yes, I'll do it.
Meant
right.
to be.
Yeah.
You loved it already. That's
now,
great.
Now tell us, who wrote it?
So Patricia Cornelius wrote the play.
Yep. And she's a pretty, pretty hot writer, isn't she?
Yeah. She's got quite a few very, very successful works.
Yep. Yeah. So what is that like, you know, like being involved in something where, you know, power players are involved?
I think I like to think of it like without the hierarchy, like, and I think Patricia and Susie are really good at that. Patricia is in the room in rehearsals. She's quite active in the room, which is great. But yeah, I don't really see, I think we're all collaborating to make the same
brilliant
piece of work.
Brilliant. And what's the play about without giving too much away? Because there's two plays, isn't there?
Yeah. So we've got Love and then there's a double bill. So the other piece is called Shit. Mm-hmm. And they're both on at 45 Downstairs, both directed by Susie D and written both by Patricia Cornelius.
Yep.
And do they need to be seen together, Tali? Or?
No, so they're two single works.
Yep.
So you can just see the single shows, but they are presented as a double bill as well.
Sure. And they will both be... You're in both, are you?
No, so it's a separate casting show.
Yeah. Right.
And then it's going to go over to Venice.
Oh, great.
That's cool.
That's for the Biennale.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, so we're all going over there. Both pieces are going.
It's the first Australian play to show at the Biennale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
just
great
pretty cool.
honour, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so Susie and Patricia are both presenting the works over there and they'll be doing some workshops. And then Shit will go over to Edinburgh because that show's already had... Edinburgh will be its seventh run.
So they're both touring internationally. That's
yeah,
great.
Which is great.
Exciting.
This is almost a dream for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
So tell us, what is Love about?
So Love, which is the second work presented in the Double Bill, is about three characters and they're different versions of love and their love for each other and also their addiction. So they're all drug addicts and it's kind of how they work together and how they work to get what they want and their own versions of love, which is really sad. It could be, it's not conventional, it's manipulative, sometimes it's honest, it's real, it's raw, and sometimes you use it to get what you want, which is the drugs.
Mm. You've got a monologue that you're going to read from the play?
Yeah. This okay. is the so I'll be playing Tanya, and this is the opening, the very first thing that's said in the whole play.
Right, okay.
Great.
Yeah, great. The moment I saw you, I reckon, that very second, that's when I knew it then, I just knew it. I felt it. I knew the feeling straight away, though I never felt it before. I knew it as if it was a second skin, as if something had crawled up and bit me, like something had fallen off a building site and hit me. I knew I loved you. I saw the girls smelling you, their eyes, slits, tongue circling their lips, mouth filling with spit, and I growled at them. I really did. I growled. I could have bared my teeth. Probably did, but I was sure that none of them were gonna have you. You were all mine, and I growled at them to let them know, back off or I'll let rip. And their hackles rose, and I had to square up to them a bit. But they scampered off, tails between their legs they did. I fell for you then and there. You were wasted, look like shit. In the clink for a 6 month stint, your hair all lank, you had a split lip. You were like some bird. Yeah, a bird with your wings all tangled. And I thought, Jesus Christ, you are for me and I'm for you. No doubt, no doubt. I'm going to look after you and nobody, but nobody is going to hurt you. Not without having to contend with me first. Nobody is going to lay a hand on you. Never.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was so yeah. powerful. Yeah. That is so cool.
Gives you an idea what the play is going to be about.
Play Love, which you're here to talk about. That was amazing.
God, you're off to Venice. You're like, the world is your oyster right now.
What's after Venice? Do you what? How do you top that?
Like, what am I working on next?
Yeah, what do you want to do next, or do you have something lined up?
Yeah, so I've got another show lined up at Malthouse Theatre. I'm doing Blackie Blackie Brown with Nikia Louie. Yeah, so I come back from Venice and go straight into that. So it's been a pretty good year.
You're a very good year for you, but you deserve it anyway.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming in and all the very best with the year in front of you. It's incredible. This play is called Love.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing where?
At 45 Downstairs.
And it starts
this week.
Yeah, it starts this week. It previews this Thursday and opens on Friday.
Right, and runs to the 9th
of June.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
And have the best time in Venice.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Brilliant.
Representing Australia. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you, Tali. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.